Cherie checked into the boutique hotel in Wilmington, ordered room service, then took a quick shower before it arrived. She stopped only once during the drive to refuel, order strong black coffee to remain alert, and take a bathroom break before getting behind the wheel again to make it to North Carolina before 8. One of her pet peeves was driving at night when she was unfamiliar with the road. The shower was what she needed to offset her fatigue. She patted the moisture from her body with a thick terry cloth towel before applying a lightly scented body lotion and slipping into a pair of cotton pajamas. She picked up the television remote and turned it on at the same time that there came a knock on the door, and a male voice announced room service. After signing the check and closing the door behind the grinning man, she removed the plastic top on the plate, which held a smothered chicken breast, garlic mashed potatoes, and steamed broccoli. The aroma of the mushroom gravy wafted to her nose and reminded Cherie that she hadn't eaten anything since the night before. She finished eating and set the tray outside the door. There was no need to place the Do Not Disturb placard on the doorknob because she planned to check out before 10. The chicken was good, but it couldn't compare to what she'd eaten at the Seaside Cafe. One thing Cherie intended to do was to improve her cooking repertoire. It wasn't as if she was completely clueless when it came to knowing her way around the kitchen. But if she wanted to keep up with Leah and Kayana, she knew for certain that she had to up her game. She also was realistic enough to know she would never be able to create the dishes Kayana and her brother Derek prepared for their patrons, because they'd had years of practice in replicating the recipes passed down from their mother and grandmother. Discussing books while eating incredibly delicious appetizers, along with exotic libations, had been the highlight of her summers on Coates Island. Her first year vacationing on the island was a reality check for Cherie. Leah and Kayana must have thought her a sullen, spoiled young woman who said whatever came to mind without regard to their feelings. What she hadn't been able to tell them was that she was still grieving her baby.